Hey, Mark Eder.
Ewan.
Pandemic problems. I saw an amazing film, The Last Vermeer, with Guy Pearce doing an amazing performance. And it turns out, because of the pandemic shutdown, you can only see it tonight. So, if you're interested, get moving.
Well, at least we have streaming.
You've made it to another Friday. Your reward? The Cube Critic.
Speaking of streaming, what did you stream?
Well, I watched a film called Sound of Metal, which was supposed to debut in theaters this week, but unfortunately that won't happen for us, but you can still stream it in early December. And I have to say, I had no expectations going into this film. And within the first minute, I had low expectations of this film.
Oh, dear. Now, this is a movie about punk heavy metal.
And it is very, very loud in the beginning, but I have to say, it won me over. So the film is about these two musicians who live a nomadic life. It's really revolving around touring. And one of the musicians, the drummer, who's played by Riz Ahmed, he loses his hearing. And for him, music is not only what he does for a living, it's part of his identity, and it's also one of the things that helps keep him sober. So you follow him as he goes to a treatment facility for people with hearing loss in the middle of nowhere who also deal with addiction. And you see this push and pull throughout the whole film of him adjusting to his new reality and also being lured by the possibility of being able to hear again. He wants to get cochlear implants. Of course, they're very expensive and they're not a foolproof solution. But at this treatment facility, there's a lot of discussion about how this is not a disability. It's not something to be fixed. It is a thing that you can live with and still have a rich, full life.
It sounds fascinating.
It is heartbreaking, Ewan. It is so sad, but so moving. And one of the coolest things about it is you kind of get to be in Riz Ahmed's shoes because of the soundscaping. So they kind of pull away elements of sound as the character is losing them, too. That idea could be really heavy-handed, but they do it in the most artful way. I think this is a really lovely movie, but you definitely want Kleenexes.
Nothing quite says pandemic like punk metal drumming.
And Kleenexes.
Kleenexes.
Yeesaw.
I saw The Queen's Gambit. Well, I'm still watching The Queen's Gambit, which is this 7-part series on Netflix. And it is remarkable. This is Anya Taylor-Joy playing a young woman called Beth Harmon, who is an orphan. She's seemingly unremarkable until one day she stumbles upon the custodian in the orphanage playing chess. He teaches her. And it turns out that she has this amazing talent for playing the game. It launches her on this international career almost overnight. It also launches her deeper into a very troubled life. She is dealing with a lot of trauma, and she ends up being adopted by an extraordinarily dysfunctional family. And Anya Taylor-Joy, who has this amazing face that seems blank, but there's so much going on behind it, is a delight to watch. I can't wait to finish the next 3 episodes of Queen's Gambit.